Yes.
I'm going to upgrade ranged heavy for 15.
And range heavy? No, range heavy should be... Oh, you're going to 3?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I might as well. We go in blasting a lot.
One of you does.
Who's we?
Okay.
So anyway, I start blasting.
I just want to get through the game alive.
Let's see. Sarn. And you change range heavy to 3.
So that's 3 proficiency and 1 ability, right? Because when you upgrade, it turns in a...
Oh, yeah, because it's an agility. Okay. My sheet here is wrong because I hit... Oh, no, it's not. So it should be 3 and 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that should be all of my 30 points.
Okay. You're at rank 3.
So now another question.
RX is at
0.
Rank 2 of range light, right?
Yes, that's correct. No, wait. Range heavy.
Range heavy, sorry.
Yeah, I got a rifle
sorry,
now.
That's what I got.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's range heavy. The rifle is.
Yeah.
And your targeted blow, Andy, do you want to announce and tell everybody what that is? Not that anyone's going to remember.
It's after making a successful attack, may spend 1 destiny point to add damage equal to agility to 1 hit.
How much is your agility?
4.
Oh,
so it'll add an extra 4 damage. 4 damage.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Now, I'll warn you, I would like when you do use that to act it out.
Okay.
You know, like I know it's targeting blow and not... I'd like to keep it less mechanical, a little bit more narrative.
Yeah, instead of just going, okay, I use targeted blow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, since I upgraded my ranged heavy, does my agility go up to 5?
No.
Okay. How do you upgrade those?
I don't think you can. Well, there are some...
There's very few... Like, there's few things on the tree that will let you do it.
Okay. Gotcha.
But generally, no, you're not upgrading your
attributes.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, my will is really low.
Yeah, you'll just do anything.
Like the thing, we don't really fight force users, so.
Do force users use will?
I think so. Well, typically in Star Wars games, will is also used for your defense against force users. Like how unlikely you are to be Jedi mind tricked, for example.
That sounds familiar.
So if we do come up against a Jedi, we might be fucked. Well, I mean, we'd be fucked anyway, but
it depends.
Fucked. Nah, we'll just send Mac in there to charm him.
It depends how many chances you get to hit him in the head with your gun.
Well, if he has a lightsaber, the answer to that should be 0. But
should.
Do you think? I don't know if can lightsabers block punches.
Oh, yes. I thought you meant shoot him in the head with a gun. I didn't mean... I thought.
No, I meant hit him like he did to Thweek.
I would assume so, yeah.
Well, seeing as that we couldn't even kill Thweek.
How do I upgrade my pistol whipping?
I have not figured out... Now, I didn't do a lot of searching. I can't figure out how to do the pistol whipping. I Google searched it, and there's nothing about pistol whipping that came
up. I Google searched it, and now I'm on a list.
Pistol whipping a blind kid.
Pretty sure Tiger's been on several lists ever since college.
Yeah. Yep.
I bet the amount we were looking up different aircraft specifications was like an instant list for all of us.
Well, yes, especially back then.
Yeah.
Let me activate this.
Okay, another question.
What's that?
My destiny point that I
flipped for targeted blow. I can't hear you because I got the intro going.
I can't hear it. Oh, that's right. Still can't hear it.
Again.
All right. Andy, how come you weren't in there? How come you stayed in the lobby? Huh. All right, so you had a question?
Yeah. I assume it has to be a light side point I flip for my targeted blow?
Yeah, because it just said destiny point. I don't know why. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense for a dark side point to do that.
Well, unless if I'm doing something bad.
So bad.
Like pistol whipping a blind child.
No.
That's a band name. Not allow that.
Pistol whipping a blind child?
That was Frank's band's name.
That was Frank.
Little Dave's brother. He's a real weirdo. I think he's in jail.
They're all in jail.
Thwacked! After reuniting at Moshuda, the crew has found themselves newly acquainted with Starbass, a drug dealer operating out of the cantina. He seems interested in the plot the crew has presented regarding Teemal the Hutt and his more senior huts, and has agreed to be shown more evidence at the landing bay. However, RX-78 and Max Skyblade found bumping into Thweak again in the cantina was too much of a coincidence. The Kubaz was dealt with, but not before he radioed a message to someone. But to whom?
Bum, bum, bum.
So I guess we'll start off here at... Let's see, the cantina, right?
Rolling destiny points?
Yeah, let's roll destiny points.
How do we do that again on this? Is that just a...
It's supposed to show up in the... In the chat.
Yeah, I mean, I can, right I can send it. I can send it.
I just hit that little dice next to public roll, and I'm going to click.
You can do that, too. I think it automatically does it if I send you the...
Yeah, it does.
Click here to roll.
Yep. Light 2, nice. I'm feeling so moral today. So is Boo. Damn.
I am the light.
And Andy, can you just go ahead and click where it says Game Master, click here to roll for Destiny?
Same thing.
Okay. And then me? Dark. So we got 2 dark and 4 light. So when it automatically does it, it the 2 light side points, it counts as 2 Destiny points. So we'll just roll with that from now on. That's not how we were playing it, but...
I mean, it's not like we ever really change it that much anymore.
You guys never use them, except for me.
I try to use them.
I always forget about them.
I used 1-4 Boo last week. Did anybody listen to the podcast that I put out?
I couldn't. We talked about that.
Yeah, I sent a new link, though. I thought maybe you'd be able to figure it out. But it's not a big deal. It helps me out, so I'm still going to do it. And it wasn't that big of a deal to get it into a website, so. Well, anyway, Sarn was outside sort of leading Starbass around. And then Mac and RX went back into the cantina, sort of bribed Zach to go away. And then you pistol whipped Thweak twice and RX blasted him, I think. Is that right?
Sounds about right.
Don't laugh. Okay. He almost died, honey, the first time.
Then I just go in there and I start blasting.
No, whacking.
Thwacking.
Thwacking.
So where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here, Rex?
You guys didn't do anything with the body, right?
Yeah, no, I was carrying it outside over my shoulder.
Sure. Okay.
I thought we were gonna steal his clothes.
Well, we can. I have his body. We're just leaving the bar so that we don't make a problem for Zach.
Dude, he's gonna look those clothes. He's a pretty cool looking alien, if you ask me.
All right, well let's just go stash him somewhere outside, and you can take whatever you want.
All right, cool. I call the cloak.
I want to go through his pockets.
You're outside. You're
not around here. I want to go through his pockets.
Aren't you supposed to be outside?
I call his pockets.
That's a new catchphrase, I swear to God. Aren't you supposed to be outside?
That was the name of the episode last week.
Oh, great. That's a great catch. That's our catchphrase.
All right, well, anyway, I'm walking him. All right, Tiger, I'm walking him out the door. I have him over my shoulder.
You can't move?
No, I can't move myself. I don't know why.
Oh, that's weird.
I can right-click on myself, but I can't move myself.
Yeah, I can't either. No one's moving Max Skyblade today.
You guys used to be able to move him.
This is correct.
To move you.
Andy would do backflips.
Oh, yeah.
Or front flips.
You can double click on
the game is currently paused.
Yeah, maybe it's because the game's
paused. Oh, that's why. But I can't unpause it.
Why not?
I thought it. I don't know. What used to be just hitting the space bar would unpause it. That's why you guys can't move, is because it's paused. Let me try.
Time is frozen.
Okay, now it's unpaused.
Yeah, dude, that song has been in my head for, like, way too long.
Forever.
Oh, I can't move the dead guy, Tiger.
No, because... No, well, you can only own your own. So you're carrying him, and he's outside.
Well, Sarn's still doing flips.
No, stopped.
All right.
It's the fastest mode of transportation. Hasn't anyone ever told
you? And where's that? Mac? So the arrows move around too? Oh, it does. That's nice.
I'm trying to find out where the fuck where we can hide the stash's body while I steal his clothes. What are these things?
Well, we're going to Landed Bay Oryk.
Okay.
Right. And just tell everyone he got too drunk at the bar.
Is that what we're gonna do? Tell him he's too drunk and take him back to the ship?
Well, we don't. Well,
we don't really have need of a dead body. I say we just like put him somewhere.
Can I check his pockets, Tiger?
You guys checked his pockets
last
week, I think. Yeah.
Did we?
Got a radio. I have his radio.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, then I say we take his clothes and act like then we can use his clothes to get into Timo's, because I bet you he works for Timo.
Roll a perception check, and we'll say it's normal, that normal is two, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I forgot what it was called. Average, two. Average.
Yay!
So. All right, so you succeed. You look at his clothes. There's not really much to his clothes. It's kind of the uniform of, like, people who live on Tatooine. It's just basically a cloak. But you do realize that he has the snout, which is sort of the thing that kind of hangs in front, obviously, like a trunk. But that's part of his body. He is wearing, like, a sort of helmet. Which is not part of his body because it's a helmet and, like, glasses.
I want his helmet.
I want a snout.
You're outside. I thought you were basically leading everybody away. You're not really by everyone. Well, if you go over there, then you're going to bring Starbass over there with you.
Probably not.
I was thinking you were trying to keep Starbass away from everything that was going on.
Hey, Mac.
What's up? Can you hear me? Hello?
Save me his helmet.
No, it's mine. I called dibs on the whole thing. What?
You called the cloak. I called the helmet.
I was speaking to Rex in confidence. Were you listening in on us?
Well, don't hold up your mic next time, or your cop mic next time.
I don't know how to turn this thing off. There's no switch.
There is. I'm just not telling you which one, or where it's
you,
at.
You sneaky little space snake.
Like.
All right, so... I remove his clothes. And I put on the cloak.
He was ready for this.
He's been thinking about it. Okay,
this biological specimen had a rather large penis.
What?
What, you don't see it there? Flopping around?
No. I'm too busy looking at my awesome space cloak. That says Star Wars.
All right, well, I take off his helmet.
Okay.
And
So, Rex, what do you think? Should we use this stuff to get into Timo's? I mean, could you think it could help us in any way?
If we could somehow make a convincing enough fake snout, possibly. Or find some creature that looked similar enough to... whatever this creature was called.
So the snout is actually just a snout. He doesn't have anything covering it at all.
Right. It's just a trunk, like
it's
an elephant trunk.
It's his flesh and skin.
It's not like a fucking plague mask. That's disappointing.
It's not a plague mask. It was unfortunate.
Fuck. All right. Well, we could probably make something.
We'll see. We still also have Starbass, who may get us into the palace, remember?
Maybe he might have a snout.
Well, looking at his picture, he does not.
You know, this cloak is very comfortable.
It looks so.
It's uncanny because, you know, we're in a hot desert with sand. It's coarse and gets all everywhere, you know, but the cloak is it's very breathable. Should we go catch up with Sarn then, bud?
Why don't you guys go while I lead? I turn my comm link back on. Why don't you guys go see about RX's chassis while I lead them to?
Hold on, I dropped my mic.
What?
Go check on RX's chassis while I lead Seabass, Starbass to Land Bay Oryk.
Okay.
You can meet us over there.
Affirmative.
We gotta go look at a chassis, huh?
Well, we're gonna go look in the trash for a chassis, yes.
Maybe there'll be a snout.
I'm guessing you guys are sort of flubbing, saying, well, I don't know if it's flubbing. It, later in the day, you think it's closing time?
Yeah, it's nighttime. Oh, look, it's nighttime. The sky is dark.
Well, the only thing I'll say is that when you were at the canteen, remember it was the middle of the day, so there was nobody there, and that was advantageous considering you shot a man dead. I just if we have something narrative, I wouldn't be super opposed to time shifting to.
It's so crazy on how dead bars are on Tuesday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's quite strange.
It's not
a religious day on Tatooine.
Dude, here's the thing. We're going on a fishing trip in June, and we're taking. We're only going Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and the guys. There's a bar and grill on the campground. So we thought, okay, we just won't get food for. We'll just go eat at that restaurant for dinner every night. Well, we just found out because I knew something. We looked at the hours; they're closed, and every other restaurant in this town seems like it's closed Tuesday, Wednesday, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's like bizarre, like. Like, I don't know if there's like a cult or something up there or what. We're going to find out.
So was that in character?
No, he held up.
Okay.
Back going to Wisconsin.
Okay. All right. So let's say it's dusk and the junk shop owner is called in an early day. Actually, I think if you want to do that, it's going to cost you a flip a light side point. Yes, that the junk shop owner took an early day.
We'll go walk around in circles for a while.
Well, if you walk around in circles, you may attract attention.
Let's just give him give the man a light side point. He clearly wants it.
I want it so bad. Oops, wrong way.
Giving Toby anything he wants.
Yep. Nope. I will get a big head. It's like when you guys called me God.
No, you called you God.
I believe in God.
I'm going to hell.
Where's our avatars here?
You can't see them?
No. I can see mine.
Sarn is up here at Landing Bay Oryk. Do you see?
I don't see anything.
You don't see anything? Okay.
I mean, the names of the towns and stuff, or the buildings, but
you don't see the characters.
No,
that's strange because you're on the screen. Does anybody else see Sarn?
Yes, I see him. Starbass.
You're right by the slag works.
That's where we first killed some stormtroopers.
Is
good times.
Good memories there.
All but right, so I'm not sure why it doesn't show you. But you're up by in the top right hand corner. That's where I put you. You were just heading that way.
You could just log out and log back in.
Yeah, why? Try to refresh
the weapons store for guns.
Your what?
There's the Agavito's weapons. Why did you go there for a gun instead of going to the trader?
Oh, you mean Fabu Bink?
Yeah, instead of going to Fabu Bink, I could have went to Acevedo's.
Acevedo Bink?
Even though last time we were there, we did get into a battle.
I don't think you guys went inside. You guys just had the battle was outside. Well, I think that's not true. You guys were hiding inside of it. Okay. Let's go with Sarin for a little bit, see what he's doing with Starbass.
Okay, I'm leaving Starbass, and I go into I assume that it's in the warehouse now, so I go into the warehouse looking for the crates that I memorized the numbers of.
Didn't memorize the numbers of the crates?
I remember what they look like.
Okay, so you're assuming that it got offloaded from
the bay.
From the Lucky Guess into the warehouse.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are in the warehouse.
Yes. And I look for the crates.
Yeah, I'm not pulling Andy in these.
I can see.
Oh, I see me now.
Okay, you're in the warehouse.
Yeah.
I'm in here now.
Well, you're not. I mean, you're in there, but your character's not in there.
Yeah, so okay. I try to locate the crates.
Okay. Well, what the hell kind of crates are these? And Starbass is now Southern, I decided.
Okay.
Texas.
Space Texas.
Space Texas. Don't mess with it.
Everything's gigantic in Space Texas.
Yeah. Except penises. That's how I make so much money on my reel. Now, what is this container?
This is the droids, the deactivated Clone War droids that we told you Teemo has been important to take over the Hutt crime family.
Well, that's not what it says here on the crate.
Well,
here on the crate it says foodstuffs, and he points to some symbols on the crate.
Yes, he's not going to label it. War machines on here.
Well, shit! Open this thing up.
Right. I open it up.
What check would it be to open up a crate?
Usually, there's like that little like digital thing, so computers.
Oh, that's good. That's good because I assumed it was a wooden crate, but this is Star Wars. So, yeah. Yeah, I'll accept computers, mechanics, maybe.
Well, you pick.
Do mechanics.
Are you any good at either of those things?
I'm better at computers. That's why I was aiming for computers.
Then why didn't you say that?
I didn't. He said computer mechanics.
I think mechanics. Well, it depends. How are you going to try and open it? You're going to try and...
I'm going to try to like hack... Not...
Okay, okay.
A little touch...
All right, then do computers.
Difficulty?
Easy.
One success, one threat.
Okay.
So I successfully unlock it.
You successfully unlock the box. It opens.
And there's a hiss of steam that pours out.
Yes, but it's poisonous steam. Well, not poisonous. It's very... I don't know what it would be if not steam. It's like an oil mist.
It irritates your allergies.
It irritates... Yes.
I sneeze once.
Yeah.
This damn droid dust gets me every time.
Now, what in the hell is this? And you open it up, and it is... It's not parts. I mean, it's not entire robots, but it's parts of old B1 battle droids, the Roger Roger droids.
Roger Roger.
These are the droids that he's going to use. Well, parts of the droids that he's going to rebuild and use.
Yeah, but for what?
He's gonna use them on Jabba.
Hmm. Interesting. I don't know how you make that leap. I mean, he's an arms dealer. He could just be buying droids.
No, I talked to a couple of a Duke, and he said that that's what he's using it for. He was very close to Teemo. He is very close to Teemo.
Hmm. And that's basically, he just says,
Tiger, did you watch Knives Out recently?
Because I sound like Daniel Craig. No, Fabu Bink sounded more like Daniel Craig from that, because wasn't he like some kind of Louisiana guy?
I think your Texas accent is pretty similar.
They're all the same, except I have two accents. My Louisiana and my Texas are the same, and my French and Mexican are the same.
And basically, you're just doing Colonel Sanders.
Now, you listen here, boy.
No. Foghorn Leghorn.
I say, boy. I'm gonna have to tell you, son. This evidence is awfully thin. You're talking mostly about gossip, and I tell you, I don't deal with gossip.
Well, when my partner,
especially IRS, you want me to turn on my boss.
When my partner,
my boss is a powerful man.
Can you charm him?
Think of the reward you would get when you take down the person that. Or take down the creature that's going to take down Jabba the Hutt. Think of the reward you're going to get from Jabba for doing it.
All I'm saying is, let's say I believe you. I'm not sure I can get Jabba to believe me. Or you.
Well, that's why we'll have to find evidence somewhere in his palace once we take him out.
Evidence from Teemo. Now, what if we don't find any evidence? You're asking me to take a mighty big risk. That's all.
Be fabricated. I know a smuggler who's very good. Sorry, I know a smuggler that's very good at forging paper.
A what?
A smuggler, first of his kind. That's how you know he's the top.
You say smuggler?
Yeah, like the Lord of Smuggling.
Like a Lord of Smuggling.
Yes.
Well, so, I'm gonna need a little bit.
As me and Boo are standing, his ears start to turn red, and he goes, "My reputation precedes me."
Okay, I see some pieces here. I think that they don't fit together as obviously to me as they do to you. If you're able to conjure up some other evidence, then perhaps we can start talking here. About all some right. action.
Well, let's wait until my two comrades come. And they'll be able to help convince you.
Well, I got real to sell. So I'm going to go back to wherever it is I sell real. But here is my communication number. You know how to get a hold of me.
Can I go to another number. Crate and open it?
Sure.
If there's something else in there that'll help convince him.
Sure. Let me take.
Hopefully there's a note on there saying for to take down Jabba.
there's a missile in there to Jabba with love.
Just, yeah.
Death to Jabba. There's a darts board, a space darts board.
You're just throwing the robot fingers at it.
Okay, yeah, you can try open up another one.
I'll open up another crate.
Okay. It would be mechanics and easy mechanics. No, it was computers, right? Beep, 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 beep.
Failed. Shit.
Failed. And
two,
so,
two advantages, though.
Okay. Before Starbass reacts, would you like to explain your advantages?
Yeah, that me trying to open up this other crate is stalling him a little bit longer in hopes that RX and Mac get there. And that he is more okay with. And sends to. Oh, can I convince him to send one of his cronies to go sell his reel and put in his place?
You can try.
Hey, Starbass.
Yes. Hey, I saw you try to open up that box. It didn't even open.
It did not. That's the crate with the best evidence in it.
How do you know? You can't even open the box.
I saw it when we were loading it into the ship.
All right, you want to roll a deception on that?
Which one? Or difficulty?
What is the opposing to deception?
I don't think it helps if it's a more believable lie.
Yeah, of course it helps. Do you have a more believable lie? Because I mean,
we did see the things get loaded, I guess. I don't know.
I was talking to the pilots, the brother and sister. They were telling us that was the most important one. When we were helping loading it on, they said, be very, very careful with that one. That one's the most valuable crate that we're loading on. So there's extra security.
Talent. No, this is talents. Sorry, I'm checking to see what the deception opposing is. So I always forget what this is. Discipline. So you're going to have to roll. Oh, shit.
No.
It's. Let's say, well, it's an easy.
Oh, I thought you meant, oh shit, as in it was.
No.
Roll. Check failed.
Check failed.
Two more advantages.
He just sort of looks at you and he's just like, I ain't buying it, kid.
But
I'm sticking around anyway because I like you. I don't know why, but you got an allure to you.
You got moxie. lying to a man straight to his face is somewhat endearing. So, here's my phone number. When you get some evidence, you give me a call, okay? And Starbass leaves.
Just...
And his posse. See ya.
As soon as the door closes, I pick up one of the droid parts and throw it at the door.
You're always throwing things at people's backs. Okay, I mean, there's no check. There's no check required on that. Yeah.
The last one I threw it is next to his face.
One you threw at his head, and for some reason he did see that he's still talking to you. Oh. So I feel like that's a win.
Just their meeting ritual. They both threw bugs at each other's faces.
I mean, I think that was basically Max charm. Okay, so while that transpired, let's go back to RX and Mac, who are still outside the junk shop.
I'm going to grab your phone really quick.
You grab who?
Continue.
Okay. And you guys watch as Vorn leaves for the day. So you guys are standing outside in the back in the dumpster by the alley. And you hear some whoops, some droid whoops. Like they sound kind of like R2-D2. And just some stuff flies over the wall into the alley.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Ah, good. These are the parts.
Are they really?
yes, they are. So, I mean, I think I just had a chest piece, right?
Carapace, I think is what you called it.
Sure. Chest piece, same thing.
I don't know what a carapace is. I thought that's like a thing that Batman stands on. Doesn't he stand on the carapace?
Precipice. Oh. I thought it was like the part of
a carapace is something on a bug.
Okay, I was right.
The main body. It's exoskeleton around the body.
I thought that was the thorax.
No,
that's the head.
No, thorax is the chest.
Guys, it's okay. it's quite all right.
Robot. No, I have to know. This is going to bug me.
Oh boy.
God.
Well, that wasn't in character.
Oh.
Because you guys weren't talking about character. Well, I don't know. Were you? Because I was talking. I guess I ruined
it. I throw the dead guy at Mac.
Oh, you were still carrying him? The naked dead man with the abnormally large penis?
Yeah.
We've had him. We have the cloak over him.
Okay.
He's cloaked. Don't worry. It's fine.
It's been thumping into my shoulder this whole time. It's very irritating.
You don't get irritated. You don't have a shoulder.
You get even.
Well, I do have shoulder.
You just have shoulder.
Anyway, so I walk over. I see the carapace, and then I throw the dead body over the wall into the junk trap, and then I start working on attaching it to myself.
Okay, that's going to be a mechanics check.
Fine.
And it's let's say it's a hard mechanics check.
This hard
because you're replacing it on yourself.
Yeah,
and it's a chest piece. So that I don't actually know how it works, but
it's just armor.
It's nothing internal.
It's just like pulling off my hood and putting a new hood on. Is it still hard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So success. Although there is some strange feeling, I will have to run a diagnostic later. And then the little like stomach part starts to glow blue. I can feel the power already.
Is that good?
Is that good? Yeah, that's a good question.
It is quite good.
Okay, blue means good. Okay, that's good. What's red mean?
Go.
Means run.
Oh God! All right, then we'll keep it blue.
I hope his stomach is like the stained from Lord of the Rings.
It's like what?
From Lord of the Rings?
I'm seeing goblins nearby.
or it glows when there's danger.
When there's danger around, his stomach glows blue.
It's not just it was specific to goblins, I think, or something like that. But yeah,
orcs. But, yeah,
yeah.
This can be specific to aliens because they're everywhere.
Well, that way it would just constantly glow. I was just thinking of it like some small nuclear sort of fusion reactor thingy. So if I die, we're all dying.
Oh, like a bomb?
Oh, sweet. Well,
no, it's a reactor, but if it melts down, it'll blow up, yeah. That's why I said if it turns red, it means run.
That is a threat.
Oh, no, is this like Bender from Futurama has to keep partying before he blows up?
Kind of, except I have to keep blasting.
He has to keep killing people.
You need to keep your erection hard.
Well, is there any sort of bonus that this like can give me? Could this give me extra soak? Can this give me anything? Like it's a new inventory item. Is it purely cosmetic or what?
I thought it was purely cosmetic. I mean, it does give you some sort of, well, you said it was some kind of energy thing, but I don't know mechanically what it can do.
Well, I mean, do you have rules for like armor or different pieces of inventory stuff, like what they can contain?
I mean, they are. That's not something that, because I basically gave it to you for free.
Right. Well, in that case, it doesn't blow up.
Oh, well.
Oh, no.
I mean, I didn't think of that until. Well, you have suffered some strain. I mean, you can relieve some strain from it.
All right, cool. I don't think I have that much. I think I only had like two or three.
You are at three strain, so let's say it relieves one strain. Oh, wait, no, that would be two then, not three. One. Okay.
Cool.
I don't remember where your strain came from. Oh, you were like running around and something during that. Okay.
Yeah, I was just dual maneuvering.
Mm-hmm.
Do maneuver.
Oh, how hurt am I? How many wounds do I have?
You have quite a bit, actually. Seven. You're at seven wounds.
That hurt. Does that? Could I heal some wounds instead of strain?
Like it would be one. Yeah, I guess one.
Yay! I'll do that instead of strain. Well, I mean, like, I replaced a damage component. That should be worth some healing.
And you did the mechanics check.
I did, and I passed it.
I might have made it more difficult if that's what we were going for.
It was already hard.
Oh, it was hard. You're right. Okay. Although you're over half of your damage. But anyway,
I didn't heal like a whole. Like if this is like a normal healing check, I'd heal like five or something.
I don't think it's. Three. I don't think it's that much.
It's not one.
Well, okay. I'm fine where we're at.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, let's go meet Mac. Let's go.
Sarn.
Yes. Yeah. I am with Mac. Let's go meet Sarn.
All right.
We walk off. We go to Landing Bay, Oryk.
Mac's just going back and forth.
Hey, you have your cloak now. Be happy. We arrive at Landing Bay, Oryk. We walk inside. Sarn looks very grumpy.
It's going to be a good blanket back at my ship.
Hey, Sarn, I have something that should cheer you up. And I give Sarn the guy's helmet, the dead dude's helmet. All
right. Before you get excited, it doesn't actually have a nose.
That's fine. I just want the helmet and the goggles.
Oh my god, there's two Sarns.
Oh boy, that would be terrible.
Sarn. Hey Sarn, you'll be happy about this. We got you another Sarn.
All right, so you give him the helmet, right?
Yep.
I have fixed the helmet.
I think the helmet.
What does the helmet even look like?
Does the helmet have like a big dent in it from when he was hit in the head?
I hope not. What is it? What is that thing called again? A kubu?
A kubaz.
Buzz. I want to know what
KUBAZ. I do.
They are ugly motherfuckers.
They're beautiful.
Well, yeah, that is his mouth. His mouth. Well, fuck.
Yeah, it turns out.
They really are ugly.
Mm-hmm.
That's racist.
Oh, this picture I have does not help.
Yeah, mine's a Lego, so it doesn't help me.
Are you looking at just the
Lego? He doesn't really have much of a helmet, does he? I mean,
no, it's just goggles.
I found one that kind of has a helmet that looks like it's like a hood, but it's like a hell. It's like steel. I don't know. It's kind of cool.
Okay. Continue.
It's mostly just the goggles, isn't it?
He wants the goggles.
I want to wear the goggles.
I mean, it is a helmet too. The gog. I mean. Well, anyway. Okay. Well, what are you guys going to do?
All right. Well, I tell them that he didn't believe me.
Yeah, he didn't believe you. Did you try to charm him?
I opened up the crate and told him. I don't know. I didn't want to charm him. If you've seen him, he's got the gap face.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we know you did your best.
I definitely tried. But he did give me his communicator number, so he's looking for a little bit more evidence. Do you guys have more evidence to prove our claim?
Rex?
No, that is precisely what we are here to seek.
Right? Yeah, we need... Well, fuck.
Do you want me to call him back and then we can ambush him and threaten him?
Make him believe us?
It was really our only lead for going for getting in there.
So is that a yes?
I mean, I guess. I don't really have any other ideas.
Yeah, I'm out.
We could try calling up our old pal, who sent us on this Wily mission and see if he's got any advice for us or potential ideas.
Who?
I don't know. What's the guy's name that, like, sent us on this mission?
Good Oda?
Like, that, like, nice old spy or whatever he was.
Oda. Good Oda.
That guy, then.
Good Oda.
Oh, that's right. Good Oda. Oda. You were saying that so fast.
Oh, pass. Good Oda. Good Oda.
Yes, good Oda.
If you want to. I mean, I don't see a negative point in that.
I just, like, first of all, I don't know. Like we ambush him. We either take him captive or kill him. What exactly does that gain us? Like, we need to trust him. He needs to be on our side. We can't really coerce him into it because we're about to go into his custody to be led into Jabba's palace. That would go very poorly for us if he didn't just decided to betray us and turn us over.
Well, my plan is as soon as he gets us in there and battle starts, I blast him.
Okay, yeah, I guess that works.
So, I'm going to betray the hell out of him.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, we might.
He's got my reel, damn it.
You can let him blast a few people first and then betray him.
If he doesn't betray us first.
This is a good point.
Good Oda? Mm.
No, not good. Starbass.
So I will say that I'm Rex.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the open crate. You just see the open crate. It's open. It's full of droid parts.
Right.
Roll a knowledge check on. Either knowledge or perception. Knowledge is probably better for you.
Okay.
Knowledge.
What do you?
It'll be on the droids. So I think maybe education.
Well, I have warfare.
Warfare.
Doesn't that make sense as a knowledge? Like
it
warfare?
Does, but I don't know. I didn't even know that was a knowledge.
That must be
from one of the other books.
Oh.
You probably don't have any differentiated knowledge on that anyway.
I do, actually. So I'd rather it be education.
No, yeah, education for sure. I just had never seen warfare before. You don't have an extra ability on warfare. So I can be convinced that it's education if you make a story about why your education included droids.
Flip a light side point and say that you used to be in charge of the droid manufacturing.
I mean, is that true?
No. We could just say that as part of my early programming, conditioning, and training, I was, of course, educated in the history of battle droids, as I am myself a battle droid from the Separatist manufacturing facilities. So I am very familiar with these B1 droid parts.
Okay, so then I'll say it's an average check on your education.
Succeeded with one advantage.
Okay. So you see, you can look at these, and from your knowledge, you know that you knew that there were B1, they were from Separatist forces, that these droids don't really offer anything by themselves. They're broken to the point that they're not going to be repaired. But you do notice that they are like engineering units, and that there's probably information you can get from these things, but it's use for the droid themselves. Does that make any sense? It's demo units, basically, so you could get more information about how the droids work.
Okay, so whoever has purchased these droids
already has a bunch of them.
is seeking more information and knowledge on battle droids.
And how to control them? Or use them?
Possibly, yeah.
Can you dock with one? Like, one's, like, head unit?
Yeah, I can attempt that. I can attempt to access its memory banks, provided they are not corrupted. Would this be a computer's check, Tiger?
Yeah. I would say that that's hard.
Hard. Okay. Check succeeded.
Okay. There's a lot of engineering information within these droids because they're parts, they're unlocked. Like a consumer or like one that was from the field would not be so open. But this one is particularly open in that you can see exactly how it was built. And if you wanted to, it would be a really good unit to reverse engineer. So that
makes sense. Yeah, you can manufacture your own from scratch. Interesting. Okay. Yes, I do believe I understand what Timo's game is with these parts. It is also an intelligent play. He does not seek to buy an army of B1 battle droids, as that would be, I think, a very difficult maneuver to accomplish, even for him, in total secrecy. Instead, it would appear to me that Timo's game is one of manufacture. He seeks to... if my hunch is correct, based on the information held within these droids, he seeks to start his own manufacturing capability for B1 battle droids. And potentially, actually, you know, from there, he could take it in a lot of different places. He could upgrade them, make them even more efficient murder machines than they already are.
Do you think that's enough to convince Starbass?
I mean, it depends on how convincing I am, I suppose. But the information certainly is here. We could definitely try to tell him, sure.
All right. Mac, call him back here.
Here's Starbass. Can anyone hear me? Hello? Is this thing on? I thought, of course, now it's off.
Hello? Hello, is there anybody there?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Max Skyblade.
Diplomat or Smuglord?
Smuglord.
Oh, I've heard about you.
I'm the most diplomatic Smuglord you've ever heard of.
How did you get my number?
My friend Sarin gave it to me. He would like to speak to you one last time. We have more convincing evidence for you, my friend.
Sarin?
Sarin?
Who is that?
Sarin.
What?
The Twi'lek man-woman.
The Twi'lek you spoke to earlier today.
Oh, the Twi'lek, the man-woman?
You didn't even get his name?
No, he never introduced himself. But he did throw a glass directly into my forehead.
You threw one at me, too.
All right, fair's fair.
Wow, you guys have weird customs. It sounds like a fun time earlier today. But guess what? Now I'm here, and I think we have some compelling evidence for the conversation you guys were having earlier about a certain hut.
Okay.
Hut.
All right.
You're cut out. I can't hear you.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, you look like you did.
I said, all right.
You look like your mouth was...
Oh no. It probably was, but...
Could invite him down.
Please come on down. Maybe we'll have snacks.
Not the price is right.
The price is right.
All right, let me finish up this sale here to this young gentleman who wants to buy some real.
You have a real good time with your gentleman right there,
friend. Tell him to bring some real, too.
Please, Sarin would like your finest reel if you have any, you know, laying around, you know, we would, you know, he's a pretty good customer.
Yeah. He hit me with a glass and he chipped me down to 250 credits. If he wants to pay for it, I'll bring him some more real.
Fair enough.
We'll negotiate. Maybe.
He'll pay.
God damn it.
You negotiate way too much. Can't you just accept things at price value?
No. Bounty hunter.
I mean, you're, yeah, bounty hunter, not bargain hunter.
What's the difference? That was good. I like that. That was
good. All right. So you're going to have a couple minutes before he shows up.
All right. All right. Can you try to open up this other more important crate?
Sure. What was it? An easy computers check?
I believe so, yes. Yeah.
Sure. I succeeded.
Oh, what were you doing?
Opening the other crate that Sarn failed to open earlier.
Okay.
Anything in there?
You open it up, and inside there are B1 battle droid parts.
This looks compelling, as much as the last one.
They promised me this was the more important one in the lie that I made up.
Oh, God. We got to come up with a better lie than this, guys.
You guys don't have much time.
Can we search the warehouse for, I don't know, like a first aid kit or something?
What am I doing?
Not you. I want to search the warehouse for like a first aid kit.
You can.
Why?
You can.
OSHA, damn it.
What?
OSHA.
Why do you want a first aid kit?
So I can heal myself?
Is that really important right now?
Yes! Someone no. actually get into battle and have damage, Mac.
Why are we going into battle?
Well, I'm not saying we're going to, but we have been in battle and I got damage. I want to look for a stim pack.
That's a perception check, I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you do a perception check.
Average?
Hard.
One success, one threat.
You are successful in searching the warehouse, but there are no health packs in a warehouse.
So is the lucky guess near this warehouse that we're at?
It's still at the landing bay.
Because this is landing bay, or like, this is a warehouse that's attached to it or something.
Yeah, it's like right next to it.
All right, can I call the siblings then?
If they'll take your call.
Okay. Siblings. I don't know their names.
siblings.
Biological specimens that are related.
Twins. They're Wex and Orpa.
Wex.
You're failing on the episodes over here, Tiger.
Wex and or Orpa.
I'm failing on the episodes?
Yeah.
Please.
Because there's no like it just says episode 13, call me, text the clerk, and it's empty.
Oh, yeah, I didn't update the ones in here because I've been updating them on Notion.
Oh, okay.
So I did not do it here, too.
I was going to look for their names, so I can be like, well, their names are this.
Their names are in the Notion, though.
Come in, Wex. Come in, Orpa.
Hello, this is Wex.
Hello, Wex. I need...
Who are you?
This is Rex.
Rex.
RX-78, one of the droids that you've been tasked with transporting by the Duke.
Oh, I remember. You guys just kind of ran out of the ship.
Yes.
As soon as you got there, you guys just kind of left us here.
Yep. We're not friends. Anyway, I need the shipping.
Hello. Hello. Is this those guys from earlier? Is that Twi'lek with them?
Yes. He misses you very much.
Does he?
They miss him.
Does he miss me?
Yes.
Well, hello.
Well, hello.
He still has many rude gestures for you.
now, how can I help you?
While Rex is on the inner link, I'm just sitting there like dry hump in the air.
Please describe the gesture to me that he's doing. You said he's got some gestures for me.
No, no one said that.
Oh.
It is a biological maneuver that involves thrusting. I think it represents fornication.
Uh-huh.
For me.
Uh-huh.
You are so embarrassing, RX.
Anyway.
My parents dropped me off at the prom.
I need the space prom.
Keep describing it, RX. This is great.
I need the shipping manifests for the lucky guests for this trip.
We can give you the shipping manifest. I mean, I can just tell you.
The real shipping manifest, not the cover story.
Well, that we don't write that kind of stuff down.
You have it memorized.
Well, I mean, I don't memorize it, but it's not something that we want a paper trail of, you see.
Well, you don't have to write it down. I just need to know what it is.
Oh, what is it?
It's
B1 battle droid parts.
That's it. That's the only thing.
Yes, that's what we're trading over to Timo. I mean, we're supposed to be delivering them tomorrow night.
So it's just crates and crates. All the crates are all that B1 battle droid parts.
Yeah. Yeah. What's he laughing about?
Okay. Well, thanks.
Wex makes an "I've got my eyes on you" gesture, and Star responds with a licking bee fingers motion.
So Wex comes back on the comm. Yeah, we're supposed to be delivering those crates over to Jabba tomorrow night. I mean, they just sit in the warehouse for like a night, and then
wait, right. You say Jabba?
Timo. Timo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. That is not helpful. Thank you. Bye.
Whoa.
Got him.
Hey. why did you call?
Because hey. I had a hunch about what Timo was going to use these parts for, but your information contradicts my hunch. I am disappointed.
All right.
Can you meet us at the warehouse?
Wex or Orpa?
Wex. Well, I mean, mostly Orpa, but Wex can come too.
Well, Orpa's not coming by herself. I can tell you that. You give off a vibe.
I believe she enjoys it.
You hear her say on the... We're just sitting on the ship. We'll come down there, but I'm not sending my sister out there by herself. I mean, I just met you guys. All right, so they're right there. So, they'll come out. Now I gotta find them.
Well, I'm hoping that one, either, and I'm talking aside to Max and Rex. I'm hoping that. One, they can help if shit hits the fan. Two, maybe they can help convince Starbass the authenticity of the parts.
Three, the girl's a good looker.
Yeah, I think she wants me.
I thought she looked.
Now what the hell?
Looked at me, but you know, don't take that tone with me.
That's not
bigger.
Gesture her if you seek to win her breeding.
Oh, I'm gonna give her a few rude gestures.
All right, so they come down the stairs and meet you guys. Yeah, what did you guys want? Well, like I said, these are B1 parts. We're delivering them to Timo.
Right. But the B1 parts that he has mostly collected in crate 2B over there are largely not, would never be able to be reconstructed as functional battle droids, especially as those that would see battle. They are, however, excellent cases of unlocked internal data, which includes schematics and other necessary information required to manufacture the parts on one's own, and then therefore create fully functional battle droids. My hope was then this would be a much more convincing argument if there weren't just a bunch of other junk parts that Timo doesn't even need in the other crates and other things that might help him start manufacturing.
You know, they don't tell me everything that's going on when I'm delivering things, but I'm following what you're saying. And so it sounds like perhaps Timo...
Wait, who are you? What am I talking to?
I'm Wax. I'm Wax. I'm talking now. This is not a Texas accent. Just so you know.
Okay, Starbass.
I am not Starbass.
This is a Wax accent.
Also, who is Starbass?
Don't worry about it.
And at that minute, Starbass shows up.
This is Starbass! What perfect timing! You were just asking who he was? There he is! That's him!
Right oh, there. Starbass. Never heard of him.
What?
I don't know. Wax does not know. Wax, who now talks in the third person. Wax does not know Starbass.
He's a low-level drug dealer out here on Tatooine who works for Team
Who Mother are you Why? Calling low-level?
Why would you have heard of him? You, I am calling you a low-level drug dealer.
Well, I am not low-level. I will let you know that I am the highest earner in that cantina there.
All right, he's a high-level drug dealer for Timo the Hutt here on Tatooine.
Well, I wouldn't say high-level, but I ain't low-level neither.
He's a medium-level drug dealer for Timo the Hutt here on Tatooine.
Okay, what? Well, this is Wex again. I don't. So you guys came down here and then went to buy drugs?
Well, no. This is one of our. This is our only potential lead on a route into Timo's palace.
So, all right, let me get this straight. B1s, do you think that they're designed B1s? So he's probably building his own droids. That's interesting because really they're supposed
to... Who's talking now?
This is Wex. That's going to put me out of business, that's for sure. If he's not trading anymore and he's building his own... Huh.
The probability of this being the case is high, 96.7%. Yeah. Due to the fact that these parts would have absolutely zero other function.
Right. Right. And then, what the hell was that?
Was that Craig?
Are there snow frogs on Tatooine?
Starbass speaks up. Well, I thought you guys were trying to get in Timo's.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Well, aren't you delivering these boxes to Timo?
He's right, guys.
Yeah, we're delivering those boxes to Timo. That's what I told you. Well, you didn't hear it from me, but those boxes being big enough to carry B1 droids might be big enough to carry a Twi'lek, a different droid, and a human. But that's just me.
What human do you think?
We just stand out looking at each other sheepishly.
Oh, God. Never occurred to any of us.
I thought about it, but I just didn't want to make sure you guys... I didn't want to make you guys look dumb.
I didn't think he'd be like bringing the crates into his palace.
This is Wex. I said we were going to bring these to Timo tomorrow night.
I thought he was just going to take delivery of them in a warehouse somewhere. Like this one.
Yeah, the warehouse in his palace.
Well, that was not very clear.
Yes.
Well,
Thanks again for nothing.
All right.
Well, what about me? I'm the one that gave you the idea, even though he's my boss. Right, well, and yeah, now I've really put myself at risk here.
Right, I'm pulling I want to pull RX and Mac aside again. We can bring the siblings if you want to, but
away just from Starbass?
No, just the chick. We push the other one back and bring the chick over.
Oh, no. No, I'm coming with.
What? All right.
Yeah.
That was I guess you're handsome.
What?
Either that or we bring him. We see if this convinces him and we bring him along for extra weapons, extra armed, you know, extra help.
I don't know. Because he can just go right there and tell Demo of this and get more money and more real business.
Maybe. I mean, Jabba runs a much bigger real ring than Demo, I'm sure. So if he is able to use this to ingratiate himself with Jabba, there's definitely motivation for him either way. Depends on how big of a dreamer he is. If he dreams big, he'll help us. If he dreams small, he won't.
I mean, we just gave him evidence.
As you say that, you all look over at Starbass, and he's got both of his fingers in his nostrils. Different
what
nostrils.
What's he doing?
He's just really getting in there. Right after you said if he thinks small or if he thinks big.
It's pretty small, then. I mean, look at that stupid face.
I just turned to Sarnar. Yeah, we have to kill him. Mac, are you going to have any issue with this?
Wait, where are his nostrils exactly? Because I'm looking at his face. I don't know where they are.
They're in his face.
Okay, so he's just got two fingers placed somewhere in his face.
Just yes, in his nose area.
Have you seen his nose area? It's a fucking butt.
Yeah, he's picking his butt for his butt nose.
Right, he's got two fingers in his butt nose. All
yeah,
right.
he's really getting in there, like finger blasting his butt face.
That's so gross and sexy. Right.
This guy does not think of the big picture.
Yes, he gave us a great idea. That's what I was trying to get.
Yeah, I know.
Mac, do you have any issue if we have to kill him to keep our secret safe?
You really think he's gonna turn on us?
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Okay, so you good with us killing him, Mac?
I guess as long as you know you guys are certain, because I don't want to be killing nobody with undue cause.
He's a drug dealer.
He's a drug dealer.
He's ruined thousands of lives.
I killed a drug dealer before, and you guys gave me so much shit for ages about that.
I never gave you any shit.
I gave you shit about it, says God.
Sure, yes, God. You guys shit. And the God that I believe in. I believe in a tan mustachioed God.
I never gave you shit for killing the drug dealer. I was quite proud of you, in fact.
Okay, so you're with us on this, Mac?
I don't know.
All right, well, you don't have a choice. I start walking up to Starbass.
That's not a no.
It's not a no.
Not a no. I start walking up to Starbass. I get very close to him. And I just put my gun into his butt face.
Whoa!
And I go,
you come from California, Space California. All of a sudden.
No, it's, California is adjacent to Texas.
It's not. Whoa.
And I pull the trigger.
Oh my God.
I mean, you're still gonna have to roll initiative on that. Even though it's a surprise, it's a surprise attack.
Apparently, you're not allowed to just attack people in this universe.
No, you can't just attack.
You can. You'll get retaliation from his people.
Yes. But. Well, the thing is that we need to determine whether or not he beats him at the draw.
Even though he was picking his nose and not paying attention at all.
No, you like walk straight into his face. Like you guys were away far enough where he couldn't hear you talking. Then you walked towards him.
But he doesn't think Sarn knows him is going to put a gun in his face.
He's a drug dealer.
Okay. So he's on guard all the time. I got you. Fair enough.
And so...
All right. Can you start the...
Yeah, so the encounter I've got started over here.
It's got to be cool because I know it's coming, right?
You are cool. Starbass sure. is vigilance.
Fuck. That is really bad.
Yeah, 0.01. That's about as bad as it gets.
That is as bad as it gets.
I guess we don't really right. know if there's a lower one.
0.01?
Well,
I'm not able to roll this.
Why don't... Oh, I did not. I didn't put you in there yet.
Oh. Fuck. You guys really will need to save me. I wish this warehouse had a first aid kit.
Yeah, I feel I.
Hey.
Well, I guess I can roll the thugs here. So they're vigilance.
Wait. I have a passive quick strike, though.
What does it do?
It says add boost per rank of quick strike to combat checks against targets. Oh, that have not
combat yet. Checks, not initiative.
Yeah, no, got it.
Oh wait, are Orpa and Wex fighting too?
They're in there. They're not fighting yet. I imagine I will roll on them. I guess what happens here then. Is since Mac and RX rolled higher,
Opa.
It would have to be.
How is Wex the highest?
Yeah, this is confusing.
It's cool.
I'm maybe just gonna remove them maybe for now.
Is better?
No, it's not. All right, so it's a PC slot. You got two PC slots.
Mm-hmm.
Before you get to an NPC slot, so it can be Sarn, or it can be Mac or NRX.
I think sure. It's a good idea to give it to me.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm pretty good with my rifle now, though. Mac, are you going to give him your slot? Are you going to give him your slot or no?
Yeah, you can give him my slot. It's fine.
All right, well, there you go. You're going to go first then.
All right.
Narratively, I don't think it's right that I shoot first. I don't think I want to.
Fair
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, and that makes sense. That's a part of the game.
If you trade with Sarn, then you're shooting after they shoot. So there you go.
Yeah.
I love shooting defensively.
Yes.
So then I do the quick strike talent, which gives me a boost.
For the first one, right?
Huh?
It get, like your first shot against someone who hasn't gone yet, that's when you get a boost, right?
Oh, yeah, unless if I shoot against someone. Yeah. Yeah, basically.
You could also aim. You could to get another boost, and you could also flip a light side point to do bonus damage.
Well, I want to see what happens afterwards because I think that's what it says. After making a successful attack, I could.
You should at least aim. You should at least aim for another boost.
But I get the aim, then that. So that's already two strain. I'm pretty high on strain.
Okay, never mind.
I got nine.
I didn't realize the quick thing was a maneuver.
Is it? I don't know.
I think it would say if it's a maneuver.
It just says it's passive.
It's passive, it's so then it's not a maneuver.
Just automatically do it then.
Okay. Well, then
so you could aim and do that.
And quick strike.
Shit.
Does it have a page number on there?
For what?
Quick strike.
For what?
Quick strike.
It sounds like it's just a passive ability for when he shoots someone who hasn't shot yet. He gets a boost.
You may draw or holster an easy accessible as an incidental. Yeah. Well, you would have to draw. We haven't really been doing that. Once per round.
I also have quick draw.
Yeah, I think we should have been doing that. That it should be a maneuver to draw and then shoot. But in this case, you just don't.
An incidental also means that it doesn't count as a maneuver, right?
That's exactly. But we weren't playing it that it was an action before. You know what I'm saying?
So I think we did have our guns out, but yes, I agree.
Yeah, yeah. In this case, had he not had quick draw and I had thought about it, he should have to take an action to unholster
the gun.
And then shoot. So you wouldn't be able to get to aim and fire.
You could for a straight.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, anyway. He gets a boost. You have quick draw. And I guess you get to aim. So it's a boost at short range, I guess.
I mean, yeah.
So I guess so. I get two boosts plus my weapon, right?
Yes.
Plus.
Why two boosts?
One for aiming, one for his passive.
One for aiming and one for my passive quick strike.
Oh, quick strike gives you a boost? Okay.
Yeah. And then it's only one difficulty because we're close.
Okay.
Kim up. Fuck him up.
That sounds right?
Yeah.
I get 12 damage. And you know what? I'm going to flip the light side point for four more damage.
And that's from your new...
That's from my new targeted blow.
So targeted blow gives you four more damage with the light side point?
It may spend one destiny point to add damage equal to agility to one hit.
Okay.
So that's 16 total.
So right. 16. Yeah.
Plus four advantages.
Crit.
So that's a crit.
Oh, that is
okay.
A crit. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Well, I think he's gonna. I hope he's gonna be dead, but I don't know.
Yeah, you blast him pretty dead.
Can I use my advantages that his brain matter just explodes and gets into the eyes of the other?
How do I make him dead?
Remembers that is following him around?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
I just allow.
Tony's That's a pretty good advantage.
Tony's so mad that you just wasted that guy in one shot.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out how to make him dead.
Put a ghost over his face.
Oh, here, there we go. Starbass dead. All right. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Then it would add a setback to their next turn.
Can I pee now?
I guess I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. Can I pee now?
Yeah.
Can you?
Man. All right. Mother All right. Mama. So you guys killed Starbass.
That was easy. Hey,
we kicked his ass, Starbass.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll.
It's another PC draw. Slot. I'm guessing. All right, you're going to take it.
Yeah, I will draw, and What range am I at, Tiger? Am I close? Are we all close?
No.
Medium?
No, you guys are at medium. Sarn okay. walked up to Starbass.
Right. Let's see. I have three strain, right?
Right now, yes, I believe.
All right.
Yeah, you have three strain.
Okay. I will... Are they a minion group? Or are they separate minions?
They're separate.
So there are three of them, and they do actually go in that order then?
Yeah.
Okay, what did I miss?
Nothing. I'm just making decisions on what I should do. Okay. All right. I As I, all right, I'll take a strain to walk forward into close range as I unholster my weapon. So, okay. And I kind of expected this, so I'm just, saw him when I've shot him. I just pull my rifle. I guess I have it on my back because it's a rifle. So I pull it out as I'm walking forward into close range for a strain, and I won't try to aim because that's two actions already, or two maneuvers already. And I will fire at one of the thugs. It does. They also do it right next to each other. So,
yeah, they're all pretty close.
All right.
So you're at close.
Yeah, I should be at close now. Blaster rifle, close range. So that should be one difficulty. I have two yellows, no boosts. 11 damage. No critical.
Okay. And so you do 11 damage to one of these thugs. So that would kill him. All right. All right, then. So now it's the Aqualish, one of these other ones, their turn.
Well, both of them in a row, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Mac, right? Because we switched.
Yes.
Right. So they have a blaster pistol shooting at Sarn, who is at close. So that would be one. Check succeeded, doing 8 damage at Sarn.
So a soak of 4.
Right, so it would be 4.
4 more damage. Wait.
7.
Didn't I get another soak, though?
I
must have already.
Yeah, I think I added it already.
I think it's 5 soap. Because it was 4 before.
I guess. I don't know. I have it at 4. I.
Well, it was 4, then I bought that extra pad, or traded my blaster carbine for the extra padded armor, and that added 1 more soap.
Okay.
So I think it's 5 now.
All right. So you have 5. So then you're
at... So I get 3.
Yeah, so you're at 6 wound threshold then.
6 wound, yeah.
All right. The other Aqualish finds some cover behind a crate and shoots at Sarn. Let's see. Weapons. Is that close? So
I got another 3.
Another 3 damage. So you're at 9. Oh, you changed it already. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then coming up on Mac.
All right. We're in a warehouse, right?
Yeah.
Can I shoot the thing where they're, see where they're standing? Like, can I shoot up there and like knock down like something to fall on the guy?
Yes. I don't know what the damage is going to be from that. Yeah, you can shoot at something up there.
All right. Should I just roll like a normal attack?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be. Let's say it's going to be average, but one of the difficulties is red.
So one challenge?
Yeah, that's right. One challenge.
Did you already change the my rank on that?
Yeah.
My blaster? Awesome. All right. Let's try it. I don't care. All right.
So nice. That's... 7 damage. So Let's say.
Hey, Tiger.
What?
Did you add that setback dice to their attacks?
No, I don't think so. I forgot about those. So just let it pass, I guess. Sorry, I forgot. So what happens? You're successful in shooting at something.
Okay, I shoot the canister and it just falls on one of them. It explodes and it causes dust, and that's what my advantages are. It kind of helps block view for shooting, or kind of like covers them in smoke. Would that be believable?
Yeah, for sure.
It's kind of like it just gets dust in the air from shooting.
Okay.
Oh, Brian's pissed and about
since,
it.
And since I got my goggles on.
Just kidding with you, bud.
The dust doesn't affect me.
Okay. Well, it doesn't get in your eyes.
Yeah, oh, but you're wearing the goggles, right?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so one fell on one. Did it kill him, or did it just knock him? Does it incapacitate them?
Yeah, let's say it's pinned down one of them. So they're stuck underneath it.
Both so he's of them?
On, so no, what? just the one. He's on his back, and he's pinned by a part of like some of the structure. That gotcha. You had shut down.
All right. Do you guys want me to go next, or do you want Mac to go again?
You can go again.
Okay. That's I should go on. It's not pinned down.
Okay. So you're still at close range then?
Yeah, I guess I'll aim too, because it's my...
Okay.
Yeah, he's dead. I don't even know what to use my advantages on. The other one is so horrified as to his buddy's just blown apart body that he can't really focus on his next shot.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to be shooting at much of us anyway. He's buried under a bunch of metal.
Because you can fail on your shot.
He's buried under a bunch of metal. I don't think he's going to be shooting us either way.
Well, let's find out.
So now it's another PC slot.
Yeah, mine.
I mean, it could be.
So, like, what's the? So, I'm looking at the guy. What's his situation right now? Is he still holding his gun? Is he conscious?
Yeah, he's still got his gun. He's laying on his back. I mean, you guys are within short range.
Does he have an angle on us?
He would be shooting over his head behind him. So he has an angle. He can reach and shoot at you. He would be set back for sure.
All right, well, I say to him, throw down your weapon or be destroyed.
He yells back at you in some language you don't understand.
Wait, what? Me? I know I definitely know that language.
Yes, but it's a weird, like, hillbilly dialect.
Rex, so you get that?
I mean, you notice from what he's saying, he's not surrendering.
He clearly doesn't want to surrender his life. All right, well then I just shoot him, I guess.
Okay. I'm going to flip a dark side point and say that your blaster is jammed.
That seems like a lot for a dark side point, but okay.
It's an example I've heard before.
All right, well, stupid thing.
All right. Rex, calm down.
So at close range, he's going to shoot. He's going to have two setback dice on it, towards Sarn and RX, Well, Sarn, I'll say.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah, you guys are close. Like, he would never hit Mac, but you guys are within close range. And it's two setbacks.
Can we flip a lightside point and say his gun's jammed?
Well, his failed.
And it failed.
It failed.
No, you cannot. So he failed. And then that brings up...
Mac.
All right, there's one left.
And there's one left.
All right, so I hide.
John, by next turn, I'm going to give it to Mac so he can hide even farther.
No, right. He has to go at least once in the turn.
So I maneuver and I'm hiding behind a thing, and then I shoot. All right? Okay.
And then the blaster. So it's too difficulty because you're still at medium range.
All right. Anything else?
No.
I missed. Fuck.
He was sitting there like a fish in a barrel.
Yeah, I don't know why you felt the need to get cover. That guy can't hit shit right now. He can't hit the front side of a barn.
Well, you know.
I couldn't hit Sarn.
Just knowing me, I'm as big as a barn.
Well, he's also... He's going to keep shooting Sarn as long as he keeps shooting.
Yeah, but it's my turn next.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm just going to shoot him in the face.
It's still a shot. I mean, you still have to make the shot. It's easy, but it's still a shot.
Who, me?
No,
I was confused.
He is dead.
Yeah, you shot him as he laid pinned and killed him. So
I feel like that was a really cool moment I missed out on.
No, on what?
Saying something before I shot him.
You can still fill it in.
Okay. I walk up to him. I go, because I'm already close, right?
Yeah.
You're very close.
I point the gun down and I'm going, do you feel lucky, punk, that my gun won't jam?
And he speaks back at you angrily in a hillbilly accent of a language you don't understand.
And then I pull the trigger before he finishes the sentence.
Okay. And he's turned to mist.
Blood mist.
Space mist. It's a laser. It's probably instantly cauterized. It's probably much more like ash.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you guys have mystified people before.
Mostly just heads.
Ashified.
Ashified.
Yeah. Okay. Can I go through Starbass's pockets?
Yeah.
I go through Starbass's pockets.
Uh huh.
And
check.
Perception check.
I go check on the siblings to see if they're harmed.
They seem mostly unharmed. They were hiding, as is the smuggler code.
Are you harmed? Are you injured?
No. You guys just started shooting him.
Yes. This is the way.
This is the way. What's my difficulty, by the way?
Let's say it's average.
I mean, he's dead, though.
Yeah, but...
Tony doesn't want to make things easy. He thinks it's too easy for us.
How much can he really fight back on at this point?
I mean, you don't know of all his folds.
Fine, I succeeded, and I got all right.
And a threat?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you found on his body the other half of the tube he sold you of real.
That's my threat?
No, that's what you found.
All right, I'll take it.
The threat is that it's a weird color. I mean, it's a slightly unusual color for real.
Okay, but do I get my money back?
No.
Where did he hide his money?
He doesn't just keep all his money on him.
I check his butthole.
All right.
Probably his face, but.
All right.
Yeah.
You want to roll another perception check on his on his face butt?
On his face butt for my money.
Well, it's hard. No, not for your money.
Hard for your money.
So hard for your money. Better face butt for what, your money.
I failed.
Failed. Okay. And then two threats. And you pull out, and on each one of your two fingers are the biggest, biggest boogers that you've ever seen in your life.
I'm pretty sure his face doesn't exist anymore, but okay.
All right. I guess it doesn't. Yeah, you did mystify his face. Then you couldn't have checked his butt face. So that roll didn't happen. Then you checked his butt and you found two boogers.
Found two boogers in his butt?
Yes. Butt boogers.
All right. I go and I wipe it on one of the other guys' clothes.
Okay.
Does it come off?
Yeah. The butt boogers come off on the other headless Aquilus.
Another headless corpse.
Another headless corpse. Right. You guys are in a warehouse with four headless corpses.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not true. One of them was not headless. Didn't one of them die from being crushed by stairs?
One of them. No, I just shot one. I killed one without blowing his head off.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. There's
at least one with a head.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. All right. So I was like, all right. Well, we need to get rid of these bodies.
Do we?
I think we just leave.
Well, the crates are here.
Yeah, just toss them in the crates. We'll get going.
Well, we're going in the crates.
Oh.
He still doesn't get it.
The crates are here. Right. Trojan horse.
What are we doing?
We're hiding in these crates, and then they're going to take us into Jabba's palace.
Then why am I wearing a cloak?
Because you think it's fashionable over your collar. Also, you do have quite a bit of layers going on because you're wearing a cloak over a Vuster.
Over Dash Rendar's clothes.
I thought it was supposed to be a fucking. I thought it was supposed to be a disguise. What the hell?
Oh, hey, Mac or not Mac? RX, do you still have your ability to heal, or is that gone now? I can't remember.
No, I can heal.
Can you heal me before we jump in there a little bit?
I still have a medicine check. I think.
Now that the action has died down.
I can do it like once per encounter, I think, something like that.
Once after an encounter, I think. Maybe I don't remember what it is, but yes, I think you can do one medicine check.
Are you more than half of your wounds?
Yes.
So that's a hard, I think.
Medical care is based on.
I got five left. Sorry, three left. I got three left.
It's a hard
current
check.
Wounds
right
equal
right.
more than half. It's an average check.
Never mind that. Nice.
And
I failed. Sorry, bud.
Ugh.
Is there a threat?
No. I got three advantages. Could I reduce one of his stresses?
Yes.
Okay.
An amount of strain equal to the number of advantages rolled.
Oh. Nice. So I'm three strain. Yeah, nice.
Oh, great.
Nice. Okay, good. Mac is hurt. I'm going to attempt to heal Mac then.
All right, go ahead.
I don't know how Mac is hurt. Also, Mac, no, you do not have more. So that's like an easy medicine. That's like an easy medicine check, right, Tiger?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Four successes and two advantages.
And let me just make sure, but I think it's
either
difficulty.
Or.
Character may receive one medicine check each encounter. Based on a successful check, the target recovers a number of wounds equal to the number of successes. So you gain four. Which would be back up to, or down to, you have one wound then.
Hey, do you still have that droid kit, Sarn?
No, I gave it to the...
Yeah, you did give it to that little guy. Alright, never mind.
For your carapace.
I do have a stim pack I want to use though.
A stimmy?
Stimmy.
Yeah.
Stimmy.
So I'm at five then.
Hey Tiger, can I try a makeshift repair with a B5 parts to repair, I don't know, one wound?
Let me see what. Because there was something in here about.
Is it like a MacGyver? Is it like a MacGyver rule?
Well, like he's already done before.
Yes, but I wanted to change how we did it from before.
Yeah, Tiger already said that he wanted to do it differently next time.
So I feel like the way we should do it is if to do a medicine, because I think a medicine check even, no, it's mechanics check on a droid as if it were like medical care.
I was going to go even simpler than that, because I think that would allow me technically, if I roll well, to heal more. I was just saying, like, if it's any amount of successes, it's one wound, and if it's nothing, it's not.
Well, no, because it increases if you're doing it on yourself.
Yeah.
Then it increases the difficulty of the check by two.
Okay, so it's four difficulty.
No, it would. Since you're, are you more than half?
Oh, I close. I'm at half.
You're at half? Okay. Equal half or less. So yeah, it would be easy. Plus two would be hard. And you can have a boost for having the droid parts. Wait, what droid parts? Oh, the B2 droids?
The B5 okay. droids.
Yeah, okay.
So
wait, they're unusable, though.
Like, it's just like armor paneling to patch a hole. I'm not like trying to replace a whole part.
All right, then you can have a boost then.
I can do it all without a boost. But okay, so one success. That's all. All
right, so that would be two strain and one wound. One health. Yeah, one wound.
Cool. So I'm down to two strain and five health. We're counting down, right? Zero is better.
Right, exactly.
Well, with that all said, I do need to wrap it up today.
Yeah, no, I think we're done for today.
Okay, cool.
Did you guys see my Emperor Palpatine?
Oh, that's dope, dude. Turn it on.
That's cool.
Dope.
Well, don't touch it when you turn it on. It's gonna cut
Hey,
oh, it changes colors?
Have you guys seen?
For when he's good.
For when he's deflecting lightning from base window.
Have you seen the new lightsabers that Disney's making?
I did see those, yeah.
They look amazing.
I think I sent it to you, Andy, didn't I?
Gotta look at it, man. They're so cool.
They're retractable.
Retract and extend.
Oh, like, you did send that to me, yeah.
How does that work?
Apparently it's like a tape measure with an LED strip. A motorized tape measure with an LED strip built into it.
Huh.
But it looks so good though, because the LEDs are so bright you can't tell what the mechanics is, and it literally just like comes in and out of the handle, and it looks just fucking cool.
In the video that I saw, I guess not to nitpick, but I am gonna nitpick. It looked like it came out kind of slower than you might expect.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's cool.
I think your expectations are too high.
You have to follow steps before you get to read lightsabers.
They'll be able to motorize it faster. Like the fact that they even came up with a technology that works in that form factor and that size is awesome.
Yeah. Because
they probably have to have a motor that's longitudinal with the handle that's then turning a small gearbox that then turns a 90-degree tape measure roll. I mean, like, it's complicated.
It doesn't sound that complicated. It sounds kind of obvious. Maybe it's obvious in retrospect, but it doesn't seem super complicated.
Yeah, but then you have to put it in.
It also has to be the right form factor. And then it also has to, like, the tape that gets rolled out has to be rigid enough to stay out. So
it's by far not among the most complicated mechanisms
that exist. Nobody was claiming that it was. It's a toy.
It's a toy.
It's a collectible.
This isn't Coco.
Yeah, I have to say it till I believe it.
Okay.
All right. To convince her that it's a collectible.
All right. Well, good job, guys. You killed your new friend in one session.
Sorry, Mac. Sorry we had to kill a person. Bye, guys.
All right.
All right,
bye.
All right.